May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So my approach to reading the Holy Scriptures, to reading the Bible, has undergone a change this year. By this what I mean is the way that when I hear a Bible story, the way I see myself in that story, the people I identify with, the lesson it's telling me has kind of changed. So let me explain what I mean by this. The first time I ever really heard the scriptures being read on a consistent basis, like a daily basis, was when I was sent to boarding school in England, in Sussex. And after breakfast, every day, we would troop into the hall wearing our little grey shorts, our little grey socks, our little grey pullovers, our little grey shirts, and our blue ties. And we would sit there, and one of us would read a passage from the Holy Scriptures, and then the headmaster would comment and talk about this. And it was pretty clear to us as little boys whose side we were on in every Bible reading. Moses, good. Pharaoh, bad. Philistines, bad. Israelites, good. Pharisees, super bad. Jesus, the most excellent chap ever. And as little Englishmen, it was obvious to us on whose side we were always on. We were always on the goodies side. And, you know, we would kind of, there was almost like hissing in the crowd when we heard yet the Pharisees being hypocrites yet again. And one of the favorite stories that we all remember was the story of David and Uriah the Hittite, who just displayed the most ungentlemanly conduct we could ever imagine. Do you remember the story that David is the king of Israel and he spots Uriah's wife, Uriah the Hittite's wife, Bathsheba, and he wants her. So he puts Uriah in the forefront of the battle, knowing that he would be killed. We were outraged by this, and we knew whose side we would be on. And there's no doubt whose side we would have been on in today's reading about the lepers. We would obviously have been the one leper who went and gave thanks to Jesus for being cured. But the way that I read the Holy Scriptures now is different. When I hear a reading from the Scriptures, I don't identify with the goodies, but I place myself, and I suppose, I mean, to be fair, that approach to reading the Scriptures, identifying goodies with baddies and being clear about what is wrong and right, is a good thing. And perhaps it's a necessary stage of our spiritual development. Perhaps as little boys and little girls and as we grow up, we need to hear and read the lessons that way, to be clear about who the goodies are and who the baddies are, to be clear what hypocrisy is, to be clear about what love is, to be clear about what sin is. That's probably an important stage in our spiritual development. But now when I read the Holy Scriptures and hear them, I'm not hearing what is good or what is bad. I'm wondering where I would be in the reality of that story as I stand. I want to know, where am I in that story? Who am I in that story? Where am I at? Where I am today, where would I be? And in fact, I've taken it a stage further. As a matter of spiritual discipline, I always identify with the baddie. I always see myself as the baddie. It's not that I'm totally bad person. I'm like all of us. I have the image of Christ within me, but I know that I'm also a fallen person as well. And that I know that if I'm to mature in my faith and grow closer to Christ and become the better version of myself that I need to be, I need to be able to recognize those elements of sin that reside in me in relation to any particular biblical story. And so when I hear this story today about the ungrateful lepers, what I instantly ask myself is, How have I been ungrateful in my life? How have I been ungrateful in my life? And that helps me to stand back and recognize the infinite number of blessings I've received from God. I was fortunate enough to be born into one of the richest countries in the world. That meant that when I was a little baby and caught meningitis, my parents were able to get the medical treatment that saved my life that wouldn't have been the case if I'd been born somewhere else. I was born into a stable family with good parents who taught us good moral lessons about how to be a full person. Parents who were prosperous enough to send me and my brother and sister to some of the finest schools and have a good education that set us up to have choices in our life. But how often do I just take this for granted? How often do I not thank God for this? And when I think about this, it doesn't plunge me into guilt. I don't sit around thinking what a bad person I am. I don't sit around chastising myself. I think, God, aren't I lucky? Aren't I lucky? And that sense of gratitude impels me, makes me want to share the gifts that I've been given with the wider world around me. And that is what following in the steps of Jesus is about. It's about knowing how God has blessed us with talents and other things, and knowing that God is calling us, that Jesus is calling us, not just to use these things for our own self-gratification, but to serve the wider society. The boarding school that I went on to from this little one, and I was there when the Prime Minister Boris Johnson was at this little school, so I've been thinking about changing my hairstyle. I think I've got a bit of Johnson about me, but the school I went on to, the motto of that school in Latin was Deo Dante Dede. God having given, I give. God having given, I give. And the whole tone of the school was, you have been blessed. Now you need to give back to the society in which you're born in. You know, we're looking in our divided nation for ways to rally together, to find common ground. And this sense of blessedness, therefore I give back, cuts across all the political divides. It doesn't matter what party we're in or which presidential candidate we support. This is about who we are as human beings made in God's image. You may have different ideas about how these things are played out, but the fundamental impulse to us as Christian people is that we are made to serve, and that through service we find our God-given purpose. Amen.
Amen.